This is VOA News for your remote. I'm Joe Calca.
And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do. Because I work for you. And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you.
An announcement today from Albany, New York, that was not entirely unexpected, but still far earlier than conventional wisdom had predicted. And it was announced with the typical rhetorical rigor that for two generations now has defined this accomplished political family. Andrew Cuomo has resigned as governor of the state of New York.
Because as we say, it's not about me. It's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
This resignation culminates a precipitous fall from grace for Governor Cuomo, who but short months ago was heralded for his assertive handling of the coronavirus pandemic and touted as a formidable presidential prospect for the Democratic nomination in 2024's presidential election. The results of a five-month independent investigation concluded that Governor Cuomo had engaged in conduct that violated U.S. and state law. It found that Cuomo groped, kissed, or made suggestive comments to women, including current and former government workers, one a state trooper. This is VOA.